weary. Years ago, I attended a Campus Crusade seminar for learning how to share Christ with others. One of their mottos was sharing Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results with God. I never forgot that catchphrase. Later on in life, that phrase took on a new meaning. All of us, as believers, have prayed unceasingly for family and friends not following Jesus, for healing of cancers and other debilitating diseases, and for our loved ones to find spouses, etc. And we grow weary and anxious, waiting for the answers. The Holy Spirit showed me how the catchphrase that I knew so well could be used in all situations. In all of our petitions, as we come before our Heavenly Father with clean hearts, we pray with the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, and then we leave the results with God. We trust God for the outcomes. Some scriptures to encourage our hearts today. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Psalm 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct or straighten your paths. Psalm 55:22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. If you're faithful to carry out your part of the equation, that is, committing to our Heavenly Father your burden in prayer, then you don't need to allow the evil one to steal the joy out of your life, weighed down by life's heartaches. Cast, trust, and press on with joy. And when you share the gospel, don't take a person's rejection of your message personally. It's up to the Holy Spirit to convict people of sin, change their hearts and minds, and bring them to repentance. Are you weary of doing good? Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Are you having opposition at work or in a relationship because of your faith? Hebrews 12:3 says, "Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Paul was experiencing trials and distress as he preached the good news. But in 2 Corinthians 4:16, he says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." May the inner strength that the Holy Spirit gives and the resurrection power of Jesus strengthen us to carry on. Isaiah 40:30-31 are great verses to end with. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Benedictions from 2 Thessalonians. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts, and strengthen you in every good deed and word. And may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all.